Start 9 o'clock. This is the second of the Shovavim Shirim. It's Wednesday night, Yud Gimel Shvat, early Yud Gimel Shvat, and this is the second shir. And a lot of it will be repetition from the last shir. But I'm talking on the table. The way everybody should know. See, we weren't mafarsim it yet. Friday night, we're having a big Tu B'Shvat tish. It was in the bulletin. In Edel Levi's house, Simcha Sussman is fearing the tish on the Shabashira angle of it. And Edel is the host with the fruit and the. No. Well, you should have been at the lecture, if you were. And we gave out, we sent around in English. We're doing the Shovavim. Wednesday night, we're doing the Shovavim thing. Okay, now we could start at 9 o'clock. What could happen sometimes, and that's why really it's good to chazer, and maybe it's even good to chazer every year. We didn't do it in some years, is because sometimes a person could be making a mistake. You know, they're by nature private things, and I have come across people who have been under a wrong impression, they're under a wrong impression for years, and it just doesn't come out that they'll find out about their mistake, and because it's not something they if you don't ask, you don't clear, and you're just making a mistake, because it's by nature very private. No one sees, no one knows. So Taka, it's important to chazer over at least the basic stuff, so you know when to ask b'shaila and what you might be doing wrong, maybe. Okay, so today we're going to talk about what makes a woman tummy. That's tonight's topic. When does a woman become tummy? What makes her tummy? So obviously, dam nidus is dam from the uterus. And in fact, today someone asked me, because when you take birth control pills, a lot of times there's a lot of staining. And today, someone asked me, unusual causes. A lot of this is chazar from last week, because I was masader myself. So tonight has an official topic called What Makes a Woman Tummy. So down from the uterus, and a lot of times people ask questions, because from unusual exertion it could come, or from even a sudden shock, or certain stimulations could result in dam coming out, and they say, but it's not my period. But that doesn't matter. Right? It comes to the uterus, and it doesn't have to come out of the body. I have to say this over to everybody. A lot of this chazara from last week, because I was masader. Last week I felt very much pizur and nefesh, because I hadn't prepared. I didn't think anybody would come. So now I'm prepared. Tonight's topic is what makes a woman tummy, and much of it is going to be a repetition of last week, probably. So I say, people ask shilas, and no matter how the dam is stimulated, but it's, even if it's not the period, it's not the period. It's dam from the uterus makes her a nida, and it's even if it's in the vaginal canal and it didn't come out of the body. The ultimate hargosha that apparently women used to have is they felt the opening of the uterus. They felt it opening and the dam coming out. Nowadays, and that's like hargosha, that's like super hargosha.
Is it any dam on the uterus or just a dam on the...
You theoretically can have a mak on the uterus, but on a practical, it's very rare that a rav and a doctor will be able to determine that it's the kind of maka. Because what is dam nida? It's the lining of the uterus. It's a maka itself. So if you have a maka in the, it's not, it's very rare that a rav will be matir, feel that this is taka, can be said to be not dam nida.
It's
not a question of the arise. Theoretically, you could have a maka on the uterus that's coming from it's not coming from the uterine lining.
That's the uterine lining.
Yeah. Okay, now tell them what I said. A lot of it's chazara because I was masader, and last week I was very not masader. Okay, so nowadays women, they do feel something that is associated with their period. That's associated with them having a period. We're not talking about now an anticipatory hargasha. That's a different type of hargasha that they might have, which might translate at times into a vest haguf. But that's anticipatory. This is something that they feel a certain amount of time before that period. It might be something like a headache. It might be something like cramps. We're talking about now a hargasha that signals to them that they are, not that they will be having a period, but that they are having a period. So we assume they don't feel anymore the uterus opening up and letting out the dam, but there are still certain feelings associated with I am having my period. I am. Not I am about to, but I am. So they are. So then you have to ask a shaila. You have to do a bedika. The woman should do a bedika if she has such a hergish that she usually associates with having her period. I stress that. She should do a bedika. If this tohar discharge, that's the best case scenario. She's tohar. If she finds nothing, at the ask a shaila. Then the rov has to paskin based on the factors that the rov will ask her questions to determine. But she should make a bedika if she has this hergish that's associated with having the period. Interestingly enough, but that's like the body, like she feels she's having her period. If she feels a wetness outside the body, a dampness outside the body, that, as a practical matter, she may want to see, look, she's having her period. But it's not hargasha that we're talking about that's mechayev a bedika, and she asks Kashayla if she finds nothing. Because women do feel a lot of times dampness on the outside of the body from various hafroshos. So interestingly enough, that is not the hargasha of which we speak that signals that she's having her period. Again, as a practical matter, she may want to look, but since it was very, it's not uncommon for women to feel this, that's not the hargasha that the poskim and the Gemara and the poskim and the Rishonim talk about. Things like headaches and cramps are anticipatory in nature. They don't signal to a woman, oh, I'm having my period. They say to a woman, oh, I'm about to have my period, or I'm going to have my period. So then, if they ask a shaila, maybe you are creating a vest haguf. We'll be talking about that when we talk about vestos, which now that I was masada myself, the game plan is next week to talk about karchakos, and the week after, Blinada, of course, to talk about vestos. So that's a vest. I'm going to have it. If a pattern can be established, this is the way I feel when I'm going to have my period. But the hargosha of I'm having my period, so they say, the super hargosha of the uterus opening is very, very rare, and we don't even talk about that. And the other hargoshos, zivas davar lach, and different feelings that, oh, I'm having my period, you have to make a bedika. If you find a tohar hafrosha, that's good. And if you find nothing, that's when you have to ask a shaila.
What is zivas davar lach?
It's a feeling they have. They have to talk to the woman. They feel inside. Now, when a doctor makes an internal, again, today's topic is when does a woman become tummy? When a doctor makes an internal examination, he usually does not go in so deep, and even if he does, it's the circumference of the instrument is very small, but sometimes there is dam, and then you have to call the rav, and the rav has to many times talk to the doctor, and even if there's no dam, if you're not sure, what you want to know is how deep did the doctor go and what kind of an instrument he used. So that he has kashayla. Most of the time it's okay, but maybe you can't assume it's okay. So if it's, you know, very thin, you know, if it doesn't hurt terribly, he didn't go in that deep. And if usually their instruments are very, very thin. Now, the rov might say to make a bedika. He might say that you don't have to make a bedika. And he might say, to your tummy, depending on what happened. But most of the time, it's okay. And then many times when there's dam, then you have to end up having a conversation with the doctor where that dam came from. Okay, a woman next. A woman finds dam in the toilet. There's no way out. You have to talk to the Rav, and the Rav will clarify if there's any medical condition that caused, that possibly caused it, even hemorrhoids and things like that, or what's it called? Very common, some kind of infection. And many times the blood's not coming from the uterus. A Rav might have to talk to the doctor, and obviously you tell the woman not to look. People make a mistake and they think, never ever look at anything, and you know that's not true. Sometimes you're mechuyev to look, but akoponim, here's one of the cases where you don't look. Don't look into the toilet. If they train the women, they feel they're nervous, very lashem kshayros. They don't want to be tummy and not know about it. But we're dealing with things that are most of the almost always the rabbanon. And certainly not mechuyev to look. There was no special hargasha. They didn't feel anything, so they don't have to look. Once you look, then sometimes it's not midrabbanan, as I said. Sometimes the yitzias mei raglayim can be covering up a hargasha that might make it a dioraisa. So then the rav will clarify that when he talks to her. Because if you find dam in the toilet bowl, not on the toilet might be more cow. But if it's in the toilet bowl, then you have to call up the rub, the rub will clarify. Okay. Next case. On the seat might be more cow. Now, okay, so we talked about all these different kinds of yitzias dam. Now we're going to talk about ksamim, kesem. As everybody knows the word kesem. Kesem is that you're not having a period, the woman's not having her period, or not yet, or, you know. There's actually a machlekes achronim, if even theoretically, if a woman could just wear black underwear her whole life and never become tameh, if there's no hargosha. But most achronim hold that at the point where you say, cut it out, you're having a period. So then there's no din of ksomim. I think of Elyashiv puts the amount at 7 or 8 grisim. That's already. Sometimes you talk, you can't tell the color. Anyway, a kesem means you're not having a period, but you have to wait the 5 and the 7 days if it turns out that it was tameh. It's midrabanan, and therefore there's a lot of kulos associated with it. And we'll learn, we'll go over the rules now. Another case of a woman becoming tummy, which is today's topic, is the Achrayim talk a lot about, like every Sefer and Hilchos Nida will have a page or two devoted to if a woman says she's tummy, and then she says, I was just joking, or I wasn't feeling well tonight, or she might have an excuse, and it's not poshut. It's not poshut that she, the Shavi Anaf Shechatichi Di Surah, and it's not poshut she could just say she was joking, and she has an amasla, an excuse why she said it, and it could get quite complicated. But the most common scenario, and most of the time, almost always, we go lakula, is when a woman is sure that it's tummy, and a bedika cloth or anything, and she's sure it's tummy, you know, and then they show it to the Rav 2 days later, for it, you know, not because the color changed, I hope, but you don't know that love is, and you think it's no good. I mean, I had a woman who was like absolutely sure. Anyway, so that's not called Shavya Nafshe. Even if she's sure, but if it turns out, that's not even called an amasla. Amasla means an excuse. The Gemara talks about Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disura. You can't be chayzer from it. It's usur. But if you have an amasla, why you said it, then you could retract with an amasla. But this is not even an amasla. This is if it's clear that she made a mistake. She thought. Ultimately, it's she thought. She thought it was tomei. She thought it was for sure no good. So even if she's sure, but she only thinks. She's not a rov. She doesn't know. She assumes it's no good. So that's never shavya nafshe. And, so she could. If it turns out it was tor, you don't have to worry about this issue of Shavya Nafshe, because, I mean, the women think, but I said I was tameh, I said those words, that doesn't matter. Okay. Childbirth, of course, makes a woman tameh. On a theoretical basis, It makes you tummy even if there's no dam. A male, it makes you tummy for a week. A female, it makes you tummy for 2 weeks. It's usually, anyway, not no gaya to become tohar again, etc. But then there's always bleeding. Almost always bleeding. I mean, the Gemara talks about Leida Yavesha, but there's almost always bleeding, even in a cesarean. There's uterine bleeding. And the mucus plug comes out, and the Achrayim are from Zalman, and many Achrayim allow you to look at the mucus plug and see if it's not bloody. It doesn't automatically make you tummy. It's the blood in the mucus plug, and the water breaks, and you can see, maybe you can see that there's no blood yet. Up to the point that she can't walk, she has trouble, a lot of trouble walking, or it's very strong contractions. So then you assume there's maybe psichas hakever, and you assume that the later process started, and you have to say she's tummy. Sometimes, though, it's false contractions. It turns out it was a false alarm, and then it's okay. You have to ask a shayla maybe, because sometimes, but many times, even with strong contractions, if it turns out that they are not the contractions of the birth, so then it's okay, even if it's very strong. We said after childbirth, anyway, it's not negeya, usually for 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. If a woman has a miscarriage, chas v'shalom, but it happens, very not uncommon. So if it's after 40 days, again, it's maybe it's barely negeya, but I just want to cover everything. If it's after 40 days, and usually they count from when she went to the mikveh. If it's negeya, yes, k'shayla. But they usually count for the day she went to the mikveh. If it's 40 days, then she has to wait 14 days before she tries to make a hefsek taira. Usually it's not negeya, but it could be. I've had cases where it was negeya. So if the fetus was 40 days old, you have to wait 2 weeks, because maybe it was in a keva, and you're automatically tummy for 2 weeks. And if it's less than 40 days, then it's just because of the dam. So theoretically, that's the difference. If it's just because of the dam, then theoretically you just have to wait 5 and 7. But if it's because of a birth, then you have to wait 14 days before you can count the 7.
At what point is the C-section?
A C-section doesn't make your tummy later. It would only be because of the inevitable bleeding that there is anyway. Not bleeding from the womb, but bleeding from the uterus. But the leida of a C-section does not have tumas leida associated with it.
So
okay.
Hypothetically, a woman who wouldn't bleed from her uterus from a C-section would not actually become tummy.
From a C-section would not become tummy. If there's no uterine bleeding, and it's not the but leida itself makes you tummy, but not a C-section leida. So yeah. Okay, ksamim now with stains, as we said, she's not having a period, there's no hargosha, so this is the rabbanon, and it has to be a certain size, called a gris. So Rav Davidovitz told me that the poskim agree that the old asimons in Israel, that's a gris, an asimon. People, they inevitably compare it to either a shekel or a 5 agurah piece. 5 agurah, not a 10 agurah, 5 agurah piece or a penny. But he told me that the poskim, he talked to old poskim, they use the asimon. Okay. And the Rav knows already how to figure out that, because it doesn't have to be that, it can be like long and narrow. The Rav has to be able to, like, imaginarily, you know, cut up and see how much space a taka occupies. So it has to be a gris, it has to be on white, and it has to be on something that's makabel tuma, and it has to be red, it has to be a bad color, and there's some color. I mean, the Rav earns his money when, really, in ksamim, when it's coffee colored or chocolate milk covered, a brownish, rusty, maybe red, that's when the Rav earns his money. What?
Black.
Black is bad. Black is bad. Black is bad. Some place can even say if it's black, it doesn't need a gris. But we're not so machmir. You don't have to know the chumras. You have to know, you know, when like I say, when a woman becomes tummy. So the truth is, generally, if you could see yourself that it's not a gris, or if she's wearing colored underwear, what do I do? The problem with, no problem. What could happen though, the cities are all ksami. I go, you know, and most poskim go. At some point, it's who you're trying. It's who you're trying to kid. You're having a period. Like, it's not a kesem anymore. At some point, it's not a kesem. It's a period. When is that point? I told you. Rav Yashu says 7 or 8 grisim, but they're contiguous. Remember, they're contiguous. They're not separated. You're not adding them up. Sometimes you'll have a thickish blood. And some poskim are machmir that you have to count. That's taken into cheshbon, the thickness. That's why sometimes I'll ask a woman if she can see it on the other side, because that shows you how thick the flow was, how thick the dam was. Theoretically, yeah. But again, then she'll have to worry about. She'll have to be aware of the din of hargasha. She'll have to be aware, because a hargasha says no more kesem. Once there's a hargasha, you're not in Torah's kesem anymore. That's why you have the problem if she sees dam in her, when she goes to the bathroom, because that could conceivably, in halacha, that conceivably covers up the hargasha, so she can't assume there was no hargasha. So then the rules are going to change, because then even if it's colored toilet paper, it might not be. You might not be in kesem mode, you might be in re'iyah mode, as it's called. Re'iyah or kesem. Re'iyah is re'iyah's dam. So, could a woman theoretically go through her whole life without ever becoming tummy because she's wearing black underwear? It's not likely. First of all, 7 or 8 grisim, and she's having a period. She's not gonna. I'm having my period. That's called Ria. And the poiskim are machalik. Most poiskim are machalik between a Ria that's the Rabbanon and a Kesem. Okay. Now, if there's a type of Hargosha, then the Rav. Have to tell the Rav. Really, the women should be alerted. Again, we're not talking about the feeling of dampness on the outside. We're talking about a hargosha that she, not a hargosha that is associated with anticipatory going to have my period, but a hargosha of something going on in the body. There's something going on. Then the rules change, and she has to tell the Rav that. And this is maybe a very neglected area. Maybe, I don't know. The women have to be in touch with their body. Like they know. They're good. They know. And they have to tell the Rav that there was some sort of hargasha, because maybe colored will not save you. It gets complicated, and I'm obviously not going to go through all the complications now. Sometimes size no longer is a factor, but it being uncolored is still a factor, and sometimes being uncolored is also no longer a factor. And so that the main thing is to know that, first of all, size might not be a factor if there was a hargasha. You have to be aware of that. Color might not be, although that's more likely that there'll be makil by colored. Sometimes it might depend on the color. Some things are just technically colored, like yellow, but you can really see the color. And it's always better to go with color that you taka, you can't see it so well. It affects the being able to perceive the exact color. And of course, any badika is not going to be a kesem, even if she's not expecting her period. And for some reason, she made a badika, then you're not in the world of ksamim anymore. Once you go in deep, and you're deep enough to make a badika, what's called a badika, then you're not in the world of ksamim anymore. Then it doesn't matter if it's color, then it doesn't matter how big it is. You're in the world of, call it re'iyah. I mean, you wouldn't really call it a re'iyah either. Of course, it could be a speck of that. But once you did a badika, then it's not a kesem anymore. Okay. I used to have someone that brought me on day 7 bedikas from all 7 days. People are funny. And maybe, please, always bring it to the Rav as soon as you can. As soon as it's possible to. We have a system here. Maybe it's not the ideal system. It's as good as we can make it. Anybody has any better ideas, that's fine. Yeah, sometimes I'm not here, and they put it into the box, and then they found out I'm not here, and it's day 7, and you gotta go to Ari Stern and get it out. He has the key. But, yeah, okay. Black, what? Yeah. Well, one says pick up. The other one's supposed to say put in, and the sign fell off. But one says pick up. You could figure it out logically, because one's a key and one's a combination. Which would be pick up and which would be put in? The key is to put in. I want people to be able, we can't give everybody a key to come pick up, so the pick up is a combination. But we're supposed to make a new, okay.
Software available?
What? I said that I could remember on the fingers of one hand in my 10 years here, I could remember trying to do it over the computer with a pallet. Because it was a super Shas HaDchak, and I know we talked about this last week. Computer screens are different, and it's going to look like one color on your screen. And it's going to be different on the other screen. You really can't match up pixel, have to do with the pixels, whatever that word is. But I've done it, and I don't remember anymore. Most of the time, there was enough leeway that I was able to tell that it was a problem, or able to tell that it was for sure okay.
So what I'm saying is, like, such a scenario was like day 7, the rough's not here. The rough's like,
go to a different rough. What are you going to do? If the bedikah is a question, yeah, so you have to go. You have to have alternative rovs when you do. You have to. Okay. So is that clear? What's a kesem? And when you need a certain size, and when color, we can be make with color, and when it's a bedikah, or if they're a bathroom, or if the relations, then they're ready. You have to be chayshish for hargosha, and it might not be a kesem. Whenever there's a chashash hargosha. What makes a kesem is the lack of a hargosha. So whenever there's some sort of hargosha, or it's in the bathroom, if they're urinating, or gdolim, or if they're tashmish hamita, and a bedika, it's like a bedika is on that list also, that there was something going on that covered up a possible hargosha. So that's why it might not be a kesem at all. Something on the toilet bowl, you have to tell the Rav. The Rav has to determine if it's a terrorist kesem. If it's a terrorist kesem, then it's mechubal lekarka and it's not makabel tumah. When you get
without a hargosha.
What? If it's without a hargosha.
No, but if the urination is covering the hargosha,
right. So then it depends when you saw it. The questions the Rav will ask. We're not learning hilchos nida now. Okay. Off-white is white, okay? Or it's not color, let's put it that way. And now there's all sorts of issues, which again, we're not learning hilchos nida now, but sometimes the women have, like, colored white, like they have that kind of garment. So, you taka only count the white part of the garment, not the colored. But although normally it has to be contiguous, but if you have it on white colored, so for the gris you'll only count the white, but it will be called it's connected. So you will add up this and that. You'll add up the white areas to see if it's a gris, and you'll use the colored areas to make the connection. The poskim say that. White lining on colored underwear is white. Okay?
yellow considered off-white?
Yellow is called a pastel color, and it's not recommended, but lamaisa it's called colored. You say, but if you ask me, I would tell you. Why? Why would I tell you that? Because some place can say it's not, if you could see the color clearly, you don't have the heter. So it's a minority view. And sometimes there's other, there's borderline, there's a lot of dam, and you know, so if it's... What? Pin to another paper could save you if it's a Torah's kesem.
Pink is fine, and it looks pink on both sides, but if you split it in half, one is white.
But it, it depends what the dam is on.
Dam is from the river, it's from the stomach.
That's called it's uncolored. What? Yeah, so some say that's. Wait, did I answer your question? It's called it's colored, yeah. To answer your question, probably not, but you took it off the busser. So that's why it might not matter. Because you know you took it off the busser. Then, some of them have another cooler. Well, some of them have... There's always... Many times there's a cooler called tliya. If you can be toiler the dam in something else. In a makkah, or I've had cases of, believe it or not, red food coloring, lipstick, nail polish. The color red seems to get around. It's really funny sometimes. Oh, Taka, my kid was playing with red clay, or red, Play-Doh. Like, really, this really happens. With a kesem, we're obviously much, I don't know, obviously, with a kesem, we're more makel to make tlias. And the truth is, sometimes in a bedika, we'll make a tlia in a maka. In a kesem, you can make a tlia in other, if it's reasonable, if it's not unreasonable that the dam came from a different place, then you could make a tlia, and usually it's a maka, I guess. I mean, trying to think. On a bedika, when the rub develops an eye, he will sometimes question the woman because it just, it's red, but it just doesn't look like that. Like, you'll see the bedika cloth and there's something fishy about it. It doesn't look organic. It just looks like a foreign, it's a thread. Red threads are very common. Well, not uncommon, I should say. And sometimes you just see something red there, and it's just too weird. And it turns out it's talking something like lipstick or nail polish or something like that. A kesem, again, one of the rules of kesem is that if it's really highly unlikely it came from that part of her body, then you could, that's another cooler by kesem. That you don't have to be chayshir. A lot of times women will, you know, someone will call me up, they found blood on the sheets, and she was wearing, she wears underwear when she goes to sleep, she wears underwear, and she doesn't just wear a robe, she wears pretty tight underwear, so you have to be chayshir, she found the kesem on the sheet. So these are all issues. If you find on your hands, right, that's also an issue, because the hands already, and the hands are your diamond, you know, they touch all over, so the hands could present the problem, even though the hands normally wouldn't be a place where kesem would be a problem, because it's not dripping onto the hands from the makom that makes her anida. But since the hands touch the body all over, so the hands are an area that, so women pull up, you know, they say, but I had a bloody nose 2 days ago, and my child had a bloody nose 2 days ago. Right? And sometimes, many times, more often than not, there's a tliya to be made. It's rare, really, to find the dam there, but you do have to ask a shayla. when a woman anticipates her period coming just because of the number of days, or sometimes she feels like it's coming, she should consider not wearing black underwear. Because you do want to know, you know, again, I'm not talking maybe halachadik, but you do want to know what's going on, and you don't want, sometimes the period could start and you're not aware of it. So en hachanami, if there's no hargosha, see, there I'd be afraid. Maybe there was hargosha and you didn't realize it, because our women nowadays are very busy. They're busy. So like they're always doing things. Lives are very busy. And although it sounds like a joke, but there could be a hargosha that you're not margish, right? The tree falls in the forest and no one heard it. There could have been a hargosha and she didn't pay attention. It's not she wasn't margish. She didn't pay attention to it. And so, right, and once there's a hargosha, then all bets are off. You're not talking about a kesem anymore. Maybe it's best to leave it up to the women. They're pretty good. Some women, they could really anticipate the period coming. They know pretty much when it's coming, how they feel. So then they really could wear even black underwear, like up till the last minute, so to speak. And then when the period comes, it comes out like, you know, with a gush, and then, you know, there's the period. You know, no black underwear is going to help you when you're having a period. But sometimes there's a lot of, many women, there's kesamim, and it becomes a whole shaila when the vest starts from, which we'll talk about when we talk about vestas. But the staining, and it really is the beginning of the period. I can't say don't wear colored then, because you have a right to wear colored. You have a right to wear colored, and you're not tummy yet. But sometimes, remember, you know, sometimes you end up, you know, you have to wait 5 days. You might be, you're better off knowing when your period's starting. If you really think your period's starting, I would tell the women, don't wear black underwear. You'll have to wait another few hours. You might end up, like, losing a whole day. Right? Your 5 days will start in the beginning of the next day. Like, this today would have been the first day of five. Okay. Sanitary napkins, you have to ask a shayla if they're makabel tumah or not. Okay.
In the realm of kesamim that the Rebbe is talking about, and you say that.
What? I'm sorry.
In the realm of kesamim,
yeah,
that you say that the woman has to ask the Rebbe shayla in certain instances, should the men and the women be machik from each other, or only the Rebbe makes the woman tamei? Or is it, is it retroactive?
They know. No, they have a. I think they know.
I'm saying before the
what's their suffix? How big it is? What color it is? They have no idea because they don't know what it's neither really. They just know that. What?
All the speakers that we're talking about, that the woman has to ask her whether she's coming.
I don't think there's an answer. I think she has to decide for herself what she thinks. There's no rule. Allah, okay. If there's a rule, she can assume she's tahor. You know, but if it looks pretty red, and you know, and then she knows if she just wants to clarify it with the rub, or if it's really a shayla. Okay, I'm sorry. The answer to your question is she's allowed to assume she's tahor. We're not talking about the yom vest, right? We're talking about if she can assume she's tahor. She has a cheskos tayra, and it's only kesem, and it's only drabonon, so she can assume she's tahor. What? A different din, not in terms of color. She has to make a bedik on the yom vest. It doesn't have a different din in terms of its dinim of size and color. So the whole the kesem itself doesn't have a different din. She has to make a bedik anyway. If the kesem is lost, then you have to ask a shayla. If it's a question of to assume until the rope gets back to you with the answer, that's one thing. But if it's mamish gets lost, then the rope has to, you know, you have to answer questions. The rope's going to try to determine. Okay, that's it. So this week was what makes a woman tamei, and next week will be harchakos. And the week after will be bestus, and which I consider to be the best program. Bestus, some real great ones out there. I used to recommend one kind, but then an even better one came up. Yeah. Oh, they're good because, like, I don't think there's a rub around that would pick up a Vesta Shavua. You've ever heard of a Vesta Shavua? And so if they're problem, Vesta Shavua, and I get from 9 months ago.
What do? They send you an email reminder.
No, it's